Matt Greenwood back with you for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. I'm joined by Kevin Williams, head coach of the Saxony Lutheran Crusaders. They pick up the 61-41 victory over the Crystal City Hornets in this Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic semifinal game. And, Coach, three guys in double figures. Andrew Schwarting caught on fire in the second half, had 16 of his 19 in the second half. Let's address him first and foremost, and he was kind of the main reason why you guys created even more separation in that second half.
Yeah, I was just really glad that he even played tonight. He sprained his ankle yesterday in practice, and he was questionable whether or not he was going to even play tonight, so he just battled through it and got it going. He could really shoot the ball. You know, he's a tough matchup for most people because you're going to have a big guard in him, and he can shoot the three as well as get in the lane and twist and turn and kind of got a nice fadeaway. So he's a matchup guy that people are going to have to deal with.
Another guy that kind of stood out for me was Trevor Oakes, a guy that can play outside, can drive inside as well, and certainly a guy that made it very troublesome for Crystal City on the offensive end or on the defensive end when it came to him attacking the basket.
He's an experienced guy. He's played in some big games before. He understands what we need to do, and he knows the system. Just I need him to give me more on the other end of the court. You know, I need a little better effort defensively. Rebounding-wise, he's got to, you know, just get his hands on more balls and be more active. We're not the team we were the last couple of years where we're just going to outscore people. They've got to buy into playing the way we need them to play to be effective and win games.
Another guy that I thought wins the Hustle Award, Jack Festy.
Oh, I love Jack, man. He's like just a little pit bull out there, you know. But sometimes his tenaciousness, he'll overstep where he needs to be and run by the ball or make little mistakes. Of when he really figures out where he needs to be, he'll be way more effective. You know, that aggressiveness is good at times, but sometimes that can cause a mismatch, or, you know, you run by the ball, now they're playing 5-on-4 instead of, you know, us being in good, sound, fundamental defensive position. So it's a work in progress.
Those three guys, by the way, that I just mentioned, Schwarting, Oakes, and Festy, the guys that got into double figures tonight. Coach, as you move forward, you're going to play either Jefferson or St. Vincent on Friday. Those two teams will play tomorrow night. We're going to have that game here on KJF. But I'm sure you're familiar with a little bit of what Jefferson can do. They're a team that's got a star player in Easton Knoll. Everybody is very aware of him. And John Weick is a guy that cannot be overlooked, a very athletic, big, strong kid that can move up and down the floor as well. And then for St. Vincent, you know, they've got a one senior team, and that one senior is pretty good in Isaac Ernst. He's got some height to him, I think about 6'5". So in terms of matching up player for player and that sort of thing, maybe those two teams can kind of to match up with you.
I mean, they're both really good basketball teams. They both have really good coaches. I'm more worried about what we're doing right now and how we're playing and what we need to improve upon as opposed to who we're playing. You know, like tonight, we were winning, but I wasn't happy with the way we're executing and doing little things. We run our action out of our offense, and we'll have a guy wide open, but you're not executing the pass or whatever the exact way we teach it in practice, and then therefore we turn it over as opposed to shooting a layup. It's just little things like that that right now are frustrating with this group. Because that's not really a skill thing. That's just a concentration thing. That's a paying attention and practice thing. And we've got to understand we're a different team than we've been. And we're going to have to be more patient and do things the right way to be successful.
Coach, before I let you go, we've got a sponsored play of the game. It's brought to our folks by Gilster Mary Lee, where they're hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay is included. And so if anybody listening is interested, they can call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371, 851-5371. Again, that's Gilster Mary Lee. Coach, what was the sort of the play or maybe a series of plays that stood out to you tonight?
You know, we really pride ourselves in being able to run that backdoor action from the opposite side of the court. When you push up on us and pressure that first pass or the reverse pass, we just like to flash and cut backdoor. And there was a couple times tonight that we really made that look pretty. And that's a sign of a good, unselfish basketball team that recognizes what's being done to them. And as the season progresses, I think you'll see that more and more with this group, and they get comfortable in it and start to trust each other out of it. You know, with the group we've had the last couple of years, that was second nature. And like I said, this year it's a little bit more of a work in progress, but I'm just happy we got out of here with the win, you know, so we'll keep on working.
rest up the next couple of days. We'll see you Friday, Coach.
Okay, so look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, that is Saxony Lutheran head coach Kevin Williams joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. We'll go track down Lee Richardson of the Crystal City Hornets. The loss here tonight drops them into the consolation bracket. We'll update you on that here in a few short minutes. But let's go ahead and start the search for Coach Richardson and bring him on board here for our postgame show. Stick around here. It's the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Saxony 61, Crystal City 41. We're back in a couple of minutes.